ದೈವಿಹೇಶು ಗುಣ ಮಾಯಿ ಮಮ ಮಾಯಾ ದುರತ್ಯಯ ಮಾಮೇ ವಾಮ್ಯೇ ಪ್ರಪಾದ್ಯಂತೆ ಮಾಯಮೇತದುರಂತಿತೆ. The three modes of material nature are like ropes that keep us bound up in this prison house of material existence. But Haridas Thakur is speaking to all of us prisoners. Be free of sense pleasures. Be careful not to intimately associate with materialistic people. Associate with devotees. Always remember Krishna. Worship Krishna. Avoid offenses. And ultimately, if we just follow these principles, then we will achieve love of Krishna simply by chanting His holy names with great feeling. After giving this benediction to all of us prisoners, Srila Haridas Thakur, here in the holy land of Fuliagram, went before the Qazi and the King. He was smiling, completely fearless. When the King saw his charming splendor, he was very much attracted. He very respectfully offered Haridas Thakur a sitting place. Then the King asked, "Oh, my brother, what has happened to you?" What is the change that I see that has come to your mind? How fortunate you were. Look, you were a Muslim. Why then have you given up your heart to become a Hindu? If I see a Hindu's rice, I will not eat it. I will not even look at it. You were born in a great family. Now you reject it? How will a person who rejects the religion of his own people and accepts another religion attain salvation and go to paradise? Not considering all this, you have acted very badly. Now I will pronounce a judgment that will free you from this sin. Hearing these words of a person bewildered by Maya, Haridas Thakur laughed loudly. And then he spoke, "Aha! The Maya of Lord Vishnu." Then he sweetly replied to the King and the Qazi. He said, "Oh, my son, please listen. There is only one God for everyone. The Hindus and Muslims are different in many ways. Still, the truth is that the Quran and the Puranas describe the same one God. There is one God, and He is pure, eternal, undivided, unchanging, perfect, and complete. He lives in everyone's heart. As God gives him the idea, so everyone in the world acts. Following their own scriptures, all the people of all the world speak of God's names and qualities. God knows everyone's nature. Anyone who attacks others attacks God. I follow whatever orders God has given in my heart. Among the Hindus, A Brahmin may by God's desire become a Muslim. Now, whatever punishment you would give a Brahmin who converts to be a Muslim, that's the punishment you should give me. Oh, Honorable Bun, please consider all this. Then, if I am at fault, please punish me. Hearing Haridas Thakur's very truthful words, all the Muslims became pleased. Then the sinful Qazi said to the king, "Punish him! He is wicked! He will make many others wicked also! He will dishonor the Muslims! If he thinks it is not good that he be punished, then let him speak with his own mouth from his own scriptures." The king said to Haridas, "Oh, my brother, speak from your own scripture, then you will have nothing to fear. If you act otherwise, then the Qazis will punish you. Please tell me, why do you take this all so lightly?" Haridas said, "What God wills will certainly happen. No one has the power to make it otherwise. Everyone reaps the fruit of his offenses. It is God who is doing all this. Please know that. If my body is cut into many, many, many pieces, I will never make the holy name of the Lord leave my mouth." Hearing Haridas Thakur's words, the king turned to the Qazi and said, "What should I do with this animal?" The Qazi, in great anger, he said, "Take him to 22 marketplaces and beat him. Then he will die. I will give no other judgment." After being beaten in 22 marketplaces, if he is still alive, then I will accept that he is a wise man and he has spoken the truth. The king called for brutal executioners who were powerful soldiers trained to kill. They grabbed Haridas by the hair and dragged him into the marketplace. Beat him. They dragged him to the next marketplace and beat him severely. It was a horrible spectacle. Pious people could not tolerate it. People were falling at the feet of the executioners, begging them to stop, trying to bribe them, offering them all their wealth. Stop beating this innocent man. Other people were saying that because this saint is brutally being beaten in our streets, it will be the cause of the whole destruction of our town. Others actually jumped on the executioners trying to stop them. But the soldiers continued to beat Haridas. People were weeping, crying. They could not tolerate this injustice. He was an innocent man. He was humble. He was respectful to all. Everyone felt his love unconditionally. And he was being tortured, beaten publicly. Haridas Thakur, laying on the ground, being dragged from place to place, beaten with canes, sticks, and whips, with harsh words attacking him at every moment. These men were intent on killing him. But never for a moment did he stop chanting the holy names of Krishna. And because in that circumstance, he was so deeply taking shelter of the holy name, he was tasting such nectar that he didn't even consider the pain that was being inflicted upon his body. Param drisvani vartate. When one experiences a higher taste, one becomes transcendental to this world of birth and death and all miseries. Ariatmaka, aridaivaka, aribhotaka. Miseries caused by one's own body, miseries caused by other living beings, and miseries caused by natural conditions. They are always imminently upon us. But when we actually take shelter of the holy name, like Haridas Thakur, the Lord protects us. Because Krishna is not different than his name. The scriptures tell us that this material existence is like a vast ocean of miseries. Dukalayam ashashvatam. But one who takes shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can cross over this ocean with the ease of a person walking over the water contained within the footprint of a calf. And how to take shelter of Lord Krishna? Through take shelter of the chanting of the holy name. Prahlad was beaten by Hiranyakashipu's foremost Rakshasa demons. But because he was always taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he happily survived. It is explained that anyone who even remembers Haridas Thakur in this situation with faith, all sufferings are cut to pieces. There was only one pain that brought suffering to Haridas Thakur's heart. And that was his compassion to the people who were beating him. He was thinking that because they were committing such offenses, they would have to suffer. Thakur Haridas was praying from the core of his heart, please, Lord Krishna, please. I beg you for this benediction. Do not punish these men for their offenses against me. Do not consider it even an offense. Give them your mercy. Give them your love. Let them find happiness. Seeing the envy, the lust, and the anger in these men's hearts was causing Haridas Thakur pain. This is a very incredible example of the principle of para dukkha dukkhi. Srila Prabhupada explains, this is the quality of a real Vaishnava. Para dukkha dukkhi. That the pains of others are that person's real pains in life. A person does not mind enduring pain upon themselves if they can help deliver others from pain. What greater example is there than the Nam Acharya, Haridas Thakur? Being brutally beaten, insulted, and dragged in public. Do you know how humiliating that is? In front of everyone, helplessly. Please understand that Haridas Thakur is Lord Brahma. He doesn't have to stand for this. But he's willing to accept such a humiliating, embarrassing condition of being beaten to death. just to show the world what is paradukkha-dukkhi, what is compassion toward others, and what it means to take shelter of Krishna. The holy name of the Lord never ceased to emanate from Haridas Thakur's lotus-like lips. These soldiers beat him through all 22 marketplaces, all day long. They were exhausted, and Haridas Thakur was still, with full enthusiasm, loudly chanting the holy name. One of the executioners looked at the other and expressed his astonishment. I don't understand. No one in the history of Phuliagram has ever lived past two or three marketplaces. We have beat him with all of our strength all day long through all 22 marketplaces. And he doesn't even look disturbed. In fact, he's looking at us as if he feels sorry for us. Perhaps he's a saint. Then they turned to Haridas Thakur and said that the Qazi is going to kill us because we are unable to kill you. Please, help us. Thakur Haridas looked at them with eyes of love, forgiveness, and compassion. Their only goal in life was to cause him pain and death. And yet he's looking at them as a well-wishing friend. He said, "Oh, my being alive will be a cause of disturbance to you? You just see what I will do." Then he sat down, and all symptoms of life ceased. There was no pulse, no breath, no heartbeat. He was dead by all clinical examinations. So they picked his body up and threw it at the king's doorway to show, "We have succeeded. He is dead." So the king said, "Bury him." Qazi said, "No, no bury. If he's buried, he will go to paradise. Throw his body in the Ganga. Then he will have to suffer without any resting place for the rest of eternity." So they tried to pick him up. But at that time, Krishna manifested within his body. And because Krishna is the complete whole, he actually became heavy as Krishna. Now the gopis, they used to just take Krishna and pick him up and pass him around and throw him in the air because they're his devotees. Krishna becomes light for his devotees. But Haridas Thakur became so heavy. He is bigger than the biggest, smaller than the smallest, that is Krishna. Lighter than the lightest, heavier than the heaviest. They couldn't move him. The king called for the strongest man in all the four directions. And he and all the others are struggling. They couldn't even pick up Haridas. It was impossible. They couldn't budge him. What was this great wonder? They were astonished. Then Thakur Haridas became very light, and they threw him in the Ganga. He went under the water. The current of the Ganga took him for some distance. Sometimes he was underwater, sometimes he came above the water. Then by the arrangement of Lord Sri Krishna, he manifested his external consciousness. He came out of this state of samadhi. And very happily climbed up the riverbank and walked right back into the town of Phuliagram and came right before the king. When the king saw him, he fell at Haridas Thakur's lotus feet and said, "Indeed, today I have faith that you are a true saint. You are a true lover of the one God. Please forgive my offenses." Knowing that saintly persons always forgive the offenses of others, knowing that saintly persons like you are merciful and always given the benediction of your kindness upon others, I am begging you, please excuse me. Now, Haridas, you are free to chant the holy names of Krishna in your cave, on the riverbank, at any house, in any marketplace, anywhere you want. You are free to act in any way you like. Haridas Thakur blessed the king. And then in great ecstasy, he met the executioners, the soldiers, and all the others, and blessed them all, forgave them all. They all surrendered to him. And then in great happiness, he was dancing along the bank of Ganga, loudly chanting the holy name. Srila Nama Chaya Haridas Thakur Ki. He came to assembly of Brahmins. He said, "Chant the holy names." And they all started chanting, and Haridas Thakur was dancing and dancing and dancing, and they were all dancing with him. He would just infuse everyone with enthusiasm for Harinam Sankirtan. And this was before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even appeared. This was Thakur Haridas's greatness. Then he sat down with the Brahmins. He said, "Do not be unhappy in heart. I know you must be feeling anxiety to have seen me beaten through those 22 marketplaces. But it was actually the mercy of the Lord. Because I heard with my ears the blasphemy of Krishna and his holy names. Because of the offense of listening to such blasphemy, I deserved much worse. But by the Lord's mercy, he reduced the reaction of my offense to such a small thing as just being beaten in 22 marketplaces. But by the mercy of the Lord, I have been saved." This is a Vaishnava. This is beyond human conception. He's innocent. He's pure. He's everyone's well-wisher. He was hypocritically and cruelly persecuted. And yet, he didn't even blame them. He said, "It's all my fault. It's due to my offenses. I deserve worse." How many of us can think like that? Amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari tathenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipagam hridvagvapur virpitatam namaste jivete sammukti sade sadayabhak. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Brahma offers his prayer to Lord Sri Krishna that when One who isn't put in a very miserable, difficult situation, and while enduring that pain, considers that this is just a reaction to my own sins. And it is only a small token of a reaction. I deserve worse. In that state, the person who with folded hands offered his obeisances to Lord Krishna with a grateful heart, he alone is rightful to achieve liberation. Lord Brahma prayed that way. But in this instance, here in Phuliagram, that same Lord Brahma demonstrated it by his own example. Therefore, he is Namacharya. By his example, he is teaching us how to chant Harinam. Humiliated, beaten, cursed, dragged. And he didn't blame them or anyone or anything else. He blamed himself. It's due to my offenses. I deserved worse. But the Lord is so kind. Yes, my brothers and sisters, when we have this consciousness, then we can constantly chant the holy name. Trinarapi sunichena taror iva sehishtuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Haridas Thakur personified this beautiful gem of an instruction of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, he could constantly chant the holy names. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated the supreme excellence of the quality of tolerance through Thakur Haridas. When Srila Prabhupada discusses tolerance, it is most often in relation to being forgiving. The essence of tolerance is not only tolerating the temptations of material enjoyment, but being able to forgive even oppressors. That is tolerance. That is Haridas Thakur's example. And that is the great example that he established in Phuliagram. People would come to meet him in his cave. But there was this odorous, vaporous fire that was burning in his cave. It was intolerable for anybody. So they actually went to a medical doctor. And he came to the cave and he saw these poison vapor fires in his cave. And he said, "There is a very horribly poisonous serpent living in the cave. No one could possibly withstand it. Tell Haridas Thakur to leave that place." So his well-wishers came and said, "There is a poison serpent that's causing these flames. You should leave this place. It's not healthy, Haridas." So Thakur Haridas, he said, "I never noticed anything like that." This was his absorption in holy name. He said, "If by tomorrow that snake is still here, then I will leave." As soon as he said that, out from a hole in the ground of that cave came a gigantic snake. Everyone was speechless. They all stood aside. The snake was gigantic. He was yellow, black, and white in color, and he had a blazing jewel on top of his head. He slithered across the floor, out the door, never to return. How is this? Because Krishna is in everyone's heart. And when Krishna saw that Haridas Thakur was subjected to the inconvenience of leaving his nice little cave, Krishna directed that serpent to leave forever. Here in Fulia, there was a snake bite physician. Someone who cures people of being bit by poison snakes. And he was a mystic. And he worshipped snakes to get his power. So this snake bite physician was singing mantras and dancing like anything. And a large crowd of people was around him. And as he was singing, he began to chant the glories of Kaliya. Kaliya Nag, and how Krishna delivered him. This is the supreme snake story. And he was ecstatic as he was saying this story. And Haridas Thakur happened to walk by just at that time when he heard the glories of Krishna's mercy upon Kaliya. Haridas Thakur fell unconscious, right in front of everybody. And then he got up and howled and began to chant ecstatically, rolling in the ground and dancing and crying and dancing and dancing. And the snake charmer just stood to the side, gazing upon him with folded hands, honoring and worshiping him. And then all the crowd of people started worshiping Haridas, who was completely in a trance of spiritual consciousness, dancing and dancing and loudly chanting Krishna's holy name. Then he came back to external consciousness and looked around and saw everybody, and so he left. But as he was leaving, everybody there started, wherever his feet touched the dust of the ground, everyone was gathering that dust and smearing their entire bodies with it. There was a very egoistic, learned Brahmin who was there at that time. And he was thinking, what nonsense, that Yavana, that untouchable, these people are so ignorant, they are such fools, they're worshipping him. I deserve such worship. So you know what he did? He imitated Haridas Thakur, thinking everyone would worship him, and then they would get actual real benefit. So after Haridas left, the snake physician resumed his chanting of the glories of Kaliya and Krishna. And as he was chanting, this Brahmin fell to the ground unconscious. But he was pretending. And the snake bite physician knew he was a pretender. He picked up a stick and started beating this man. Beating him, all his limbs, his head, his arms, his legs, his back, his chest. He was just smashing this person. The person was howling in pain. Father, leave me. And then somehow or other he got up and ran away. The people standing around were very confused by this whole ordeal. They asked the snake bite physician, who was then dancing again, they said, we don't understand this. When Haridas fell unconscious, you stood aside and worshipped him with great reverence. And when that Brahmin fell unconscious, you beat him and beat him and beat him till he had to run away a bloody mess. Why? At that time, the king of all snakes, Vasuki, entered upon his tongue to glorify Haridas Thakur. Like Ananta Shesha, his mouth became the abode of the glorification of the Lord and his devotees. He explained that Haridas Thakur is a true Vaishnava. In his heart resides love for Krishna and compassion for all living beings. Whoever sees Haridas Thakur, whoever receives his glance, will achieve Krishna Prema. That is the power of Haridas Thakur's love. He lives simply for the welfare of other living beings. In his chanting of the holy names, he is genuinely experiencing the ecstasy of love. But this other man, the Brahman, he was envious. Envious of Haridas Thakur. He was offensive toward Haridas Thakur. He considered Haridas Thakur a low-born, untouchable barbarian. And he wanted glorification for his own sense gratification. Therefore, I taught him a good lesson. Everyone was astonished as he continued to glorify the transcendental qualities of Srila Haridas Thakur. One day, Haridas was in a close-by village called Harinadi. And he was glorifying the holy names of the Lord. In fact, he was chanting very loudly. There was an assembly of learned Brahmins there. And one of them was very upset. He said, "Why are you destroying our Vedic culture? According to the scriptures, God's name is very sacred and it should be chanted silently within one's heart. Where do you get this idea to loudly scream out the holy names? It is offensive." Haridas Thakur, he cited from the scriptures the chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna loudly has 100 times more the power and effect than chanting silently. And he quoted several references from Shastra. The Brahman, "Why? Why?" And Haridas explained, "Because when you chant silently, only you benefit. But when you chant loudly, everyone benefits. Not only all human beings, but even the birds and the monkeys." "And the trees and the grass. Everyone benefits by hearing the holy name of the Lord. And because the Lord is pleased by seeing that we're trying to give other people His mercy, therefore He manifests 100 times the power in His holy names when it is chanted loudly." This Brahman was outraged because he was defeated with indignation. He declared, "Just see, today I can understand that the predictions of the scriptures are coming true. That in the age of Kali, low-born untouchables are giving instructions to high-born learned Brahmins." Huh. He started blaspheming. Haridas Thakur smiled and walked away. Hare Krishna. In this way, Srila Haridas Thakur resided in Phuliagram as the most intimate, loving friend and associate of Sri Advaitacharya. Advaita Prabhu and Haridas Thakur together moved from Shantipur and Fulia to Navadvip at the time when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated his Harinam Sankirtan movement. It was at that time that Haridas Thakur was practically a constant associate of Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. Every night he was at the house of Srivas Thakur. He was constantly tasting the sweet nectar of Hari Kirtan in the presence of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And we have explained at Madhai Teal how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur the order that go everywhere, to everyone, without discrimination, with this message. Chant the names of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Speak about Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is the real treasure of your life. Krishna is your life and soul. In this way, Thakur Haridas and Nityananda Prabhu flooded the entire Navadvip with love for Krishna. During the Mahaprakash in the house of Srivas, Lord Chaitanya revealed to Haridas Thakur his divine opulences as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. And he also explained to Haridas what happened here in Fuliagraham. This was a mystery for many, many years. How did Haridas survive? No one could survive. Lord Chaitanya said, Haridas, do you remember? Do you remember in Fuliagraham when you were beaten by those powerful demons through those 22 marketplaces? I descended from Vaikuntha at that time with my Sudarshan Chakra in hand to kill those offenders. But from the very core of your heart, you were praying, my Lord, please do not consider this an offense. Please give them your mercy. Please give them your love. Please forgive them. Whatever I have done, give me this benediction in return. Forgive these men. The power of your love for them was so strong that my Sudarshan Chakra became powerless. Therefore, in order to protect your life, I fell on top of your body and I accepted all of those blows upon my own. Then the Lord revealed on his beautiful golden form the scars and bruises of that beating. At that time, Haridas Thakur fell to the ground unconscious. Haridas asked for any benediction. Haridas's benediction, my Lord, in whatever birth I take in the future, grant me this great benediction. I'm ashamed to even ask for it, but I beg you for this. Let me always attain the remnants of the food of your devotees. Let me take the food that is left on the plates after your devotees eat it. Let that Maha Maha Prasad be my object of worship, birth after birth after birth. Let me be even a dog near the house of your devotees so I can get the remnants of the Vaishnavas. I desire so much false prestige. I want people to think that I'm very important. That is how shameless and offensive I am. My Lord, In my fallen, degraded condition, I have no right to ask for you for such a esteemed, glorious benediction. But if you are merciful, please give me the remnants of your devotees and thus make me the servant of the servant of the servant of your servants. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so pleased with Haridas Thakur. His heart was conquered by his love. He said, Haridas, anyone who sees you, anyone who sincerely remembers you, anyone who hears you speaking or chanting, I give myself to that person. Haridas Thakur, I am a prisoner of your love. I am a prisoner within your heart. You have conquered me. I give you this benediction that you will always be in the association of my devotees chanting the holy name. It is becoming very late. I think I should stop now. Yes? I'll say one or two more things. Very briefly, because we have many places to go today. And I guess I'm testing your tolerance to see. Sitting through one of my classes is probably is equal to being beaten through two or three marketplaces. But in Fuliagram there may be some benediction to doing like being so tolerant. When Lord Chaitanya became sannyasi and moved to Jagannath Puri by the will of his mother and the Vaishnavas, he greeted all the devotees when they came from Bengal some years later. After South Indian tour, he invited all the devotees from Bengal to come. They all came in his room. He was embracing them, giving them garlands, glorifying each of them one by one. How the Lord loves to glorify his devotees. And he asked, where is Haridas? Thakur Haridas was laying on the side of the road in the dust, offering his obeisances continuously. Bring him here, bring him. Devotee ran out, Haridas, the Lord is calling for you. Haridas was crying. He said, I'm so fallen, I'm so sinful, I'm so unqualified, I cannot come in the Lord's room. Gambira. So when that message came back to the Lord understood the genuineness of Haridas' humility. So ultimately, after everyone was given accommodations by Lord Chaitanya himself, the Lord came out to visit Haridas on the side of the road. He picked him up. And then Lord Chaitanya arranged for his accommodation. Knowing that Thakur Haridas would not go into the temple due to his humility, considering himself too fallen and sinful, not wanting to disturb the social customs, the Lord personally arranged a place for him just close to the temple where he could see the chakra on top and worship Lord Jagannath in that form. And every single day, the Lord would go in for the Mangal Arati, and he would stay in the temple with his devotees for several hours. And every single day, when he would come out of the temple with Jagannath's Mahaprasad, he would go directly to the place of Haridas Thakur and give him the garlands and the foodstuff prasad of Lord Jagannath. He was too humble to go in to see Jagannath. So every single day, Jagannath came out of his temple in the beautiful golden form of Lord Chaitanya, Patita Pavan Avatar, to spend time with Haridas. Hours every day he would discuss Harikatha with Haridas Thakur. What was the greatness of Thakur Haridas? When Rupa Goswami came to Puri, he lived with Haridas Thakur. When Sanatan Goswami came to Jagannath Puri, he lived with Haridas Thakur. He was most intimate associate of these great souls. He was worshipped by Raghunath Das Goswami. Every year, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made Haridas Thakur one of the lead dancer of one of his seven Sankirtan parties. For that Haridas would have nice shade, the Lord took Jagannath's toothpick and stuck it in the ground, and it grew into a beautiful, eternal Bakula tree. The Lord is always eager to serve those devotees who have wholeheartedly taken shelter of his holy name. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas, "How will the people of this world be delivered? The whole world in Kali Yuga is full of Yavanas. Uncivilized people under the influence of illusion. How can they be delivered? It is paining my heart to see the suffering of people forgetful of Krishna." And Haridas Thakur explained to the Lord that because you have come and you have loudly chanted the holy names, the whole universe will be delivered. Even the inanimate objects will be delivered. That is the power of your mercy, my Lord. In this way, Haridas Thakur showed great love for the Lord by pacifying his anxiety. In this regard, Srila Prabhupada explains that even though the Lord is the source of all bliss, because of his perfect love, he feels in his ecstasy, he also feels pain to see any living entity suffering without him, because he loves everyone perfectly. Therefore, one who really loves the Lord in this world will be a part of the Lord's mission. The Lord descends to this world to deliver the fallen. And one who gives their life to help deliver fallen souls, directly or indirectly, becomes very dear to the Lord. Therefore, Prabhupada quotes Lord Chaitanya, "Bharata bhumite hoila manusya janmajar, janma saratka kara kara par upakar." It is the duty of every person born in India to take the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and work for the real welfare of all living beings. The real welfare of every living entity is to give love for Krishna. Because with love for Krishna comes eternal emancipation from all suffering and the awakening of the ultimate joy. Thus Haridas Thakur, by his life, revealed the greatest love for Lord Chaitanya by spreading the glories of Harinam. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. The prime benediction for all humanity is Harinam Sankirtanam. Yes, Haridas Thakur left this world gazing at the beautiful moon-like face of Gauranga, holding the feet of Lord Chaitanya on his chest, with the dust of all the Vaishnavas' feet on his head, and chanting the holy name Sri Krishna Chaitanya. the Lord, out of his love for Haridas Thakur, picked up his body and danced uncontrollably in ecstatic love and proclaimed to the world that this universe has lost its most precious crown jewel in the form of Haridas Thakur, who propounded the glories of the holy names. In this very holy land of Phuliagram, the home of Haridas Thakur, the place of many of his most intimate loving leelas of compassion, let us bow our heads and let us pray sincerely from our hearts that by the mercy of Thakur Haridas, we can truly aspire to imbibe the qualities that he personified: humility, tolerance, respect for others, compassion, and a deep determination to chant the holy names. When Haridas Thakur was so old he was unable to chant 300,000 names of God, he decided to give up his life. That was his determination. Prabhupada said, you cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but we should have the same determination to chant at least 16 rounds every day. He said that is very convenient and comfortable for everyone in any circumstance of life if they are sincere. That's what it means to follow in the footsteps of Haridas, to really sincerely take shelter of his qualities and to take shelter of the holy names as the servant of the servant of his servants. Let us offer that prayer on this very auspicious day. Srila Prabhupada had such faith in the holy name and the power of that faith and compassion has brought us all to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur today. Let us fall in the dust of his lotus feet with tears of gratitude in our hearts. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srinamacharya Haridas Thakur ki, Gaur Premanandi. Thank you very much.
Jai Raghunath Maharaj ki.
Are we late or on time?
I don't know. It depends upon them.
We are late, but it is not the first time in our yatra we are late. Should we do kirtan and be more late or go to the next place? We will do 4 minutes of kirtan.